This is Will Davis for WUTC, bringing you stories about the Tennessee Valley. Prior to March 1975, people didn't think a nuclear power plant could burn. They were wrong. This is Philip Johnson. He's the manager at Tennessee Valley Authority's Emergency Response Training Center in Jasper, Tennessee.
In 1975, TVA was completing the construction of Browns Ferry Nuclear Plant. Unit 1 and Unit 2 were online, and they were making preparations to bring Unit 3 online. So they were testing cable penetrations between the reactor building and the control building. And back in that day, they would test penetration for a seal by using a candle. The engineer would go in there with a lit candle, and the air current, if there was any, would cause the candle to flicker and the flame to move. They accidentally got too close to a penetration that was leaking, so a fire started. Employees attempted to extinguish the fire using handheld fire extinguishers, and it didn't work because of the amount of air being drawn through. It acted like a blowtorch. And the Reader's Digest version is that caused a loss of control of the plant for several hours. At about 10 hours into the fire, water was finally put onto it. Nobody wanted to use water up to that point because they were afraid somebody could be electrocuted. Nothing else was working, so water was used. Fire was out in a couple of minutes.
This Browns Ferry event was pivotal for fire stopping at power plants and changed the industry. In 1978, TVA started its own fire school so that its employees know what to do when energized electrical equipment catches fire. I wondered, how often do fires happen at TVA?
They're fairly common. We probably have a minor fire on the frequency of four times a year. You won't hear much of them because the employees do a really good job of responding and dealing with them. And every now and then, every about 2.5 years, we'll have a more significant fire that, a lot of time the public does hear about.
Frank Rosell is one of the lead instructors at the Emergency Response Training Center. He suits me up in about 50 pounds worth of firefighting gear, and we walk outside by transformers and other industrial props that can be set on fire and put out. He takes me to a place he calls the burn building.
So this area of our burn building is called, we call it the general area. Energized electrical equipment's an issue for firefighters. Naturally, water and electricity don't mix really well, conducts and could cause harm or death. So we train them on the proper application to put water on energized equipment.
The rooms in the burn building are dark and hot and filled with smoke. Fires start spontaneously. It's scary. It's like being in a haunted house, and then the haunted house catches on fire.
Move next door now to the 480-volt boardroom. 480-volt boardroom, basically this thing is just like a big giant breaker panel that's in your house, except it's way bigger. So these are typical to have fires inside. Our first stage fire comes out of the top of this board, and it'll extend up into the cable tray above it.
TVA employees who train here are known as the Fire Brigade, and they put out fires in addition to their regular responsibilities. Here's Philip Johnson again.
We have to have a minimum of 5 people on a brigade at our 6 coal plants and our 3 nuclear plants, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're on rotating shifts. A lot of them are plant operators that their main job is out making sure the components and machinery and everything's working right. So it's TVA employees that are 98% of the time doing their normal job, their routine job. And if that alarm goes off, they switch gears into emergency responder mode.
For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.